We're in Avusas Ava. It's quite interesting. I was listening to the. I was just going through some of the stuff that's been put up. It's about to go on. Just to check what some of the shirim sounded like, as long as the shit.
Yeah, that's right. It's Jamie's. It's
Avusas Ava. Yeah.
The Jamie recorded.
I know, but it's this shit that I was listening to yesterday. It's exactly where we're holding now. It's Samach Zayin.
Oh, really?
So, it's quite funny. Okay. Is it? When was it? 2 years ago? A year ago? We didn't tell you.
That's three.
Three?
Probably. Well, Kana's on it. I've listened to half of it.
Oh, yeah. Shoof.
That's very good questions.
Okay. So where are we holding? We've got this case of, we're dealing with a concept of, let's just back up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the responsibility for the purpose of creation. In other words, I'm not going to give you, which is what the purpose of creation is, unless you earn it. So it's up to us to earn it. We don't earn it. Hashem can't do what he wants to do. That's it in a very superficial nutshell. And we brought that wonderful case of the Bocher who wanted a cigarette. And the concept that comes out of that is my not smoking is actually a gift to Hashem kaviyochel. My not doing an aveira, my doing a mitzvah is some kind of gift to Hashem. Because that enables him to give to me. The marshal of Tetz always brings a wonderful marshal. You have a son who's real ingrate, yeah? Everything's magirly and I want and he never even get it. He's real magirly. So, and he wants this new latest bicycle, yeah? Yeah, and of course the father wants to give his kid the latest bicycle. Every father wants to give his kid, right? So, okay, you can't give it to him because he gives it to him, he's making his problem worse. It's a loving father, you don't buy him a new bicycle. But one day the father's working out from work and he sees this new bicycle, his mum's half price sale, yeah? So of course he buys the bicycle, but he can't give it to the son. So he brings it home, he locks it up in the storeroom. And it sits there. One day the son comes home from school, and he says, Dad, and he breaks down and he's crying. I just suddenly realized what an ingrate I am, and how terrible I've been, and you do so much for him. I've said, thank you, and I just want to tell you, Abba, I love you. What does the father do? Sprints down to the machsan, gives the guy the bicycle. So that's Hashem. Hashem's sitting there with a whole infinite world of brachas and gifts for us, and we're stopping him from giving it to us, because we just... He can't give it to us. It's not good for us. It's got to be good for us. We've got to earn it. The minute you earn it, so it comes down. So that's the. But who's happier there? The father or the kid? The father. Who gets more pleasure? You buy your kid a present. Who gets more pleasure? The parent giving gets much more pleasure than the kid receiving. There's always more pleasure in giving than in receiving. Always. So when we allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us, kaviyachol, that's the gift we're giving to Hashem. That's what came out of the. That's one of the aspects that came out of what we saw yesterday. So where are we? We saw the Rashi on the pasuk of After Lecha Kamoicho. We said that the two luchos, Ben Adam Chaver Ben Malkum, don't. They drawing from the same source. Oh, so we're in the last line, Mamash. Yeah, Zu he habechina shadavu d'melech alav hashalom igia aleh. This was the level, the aspect that Dovid HaMelech came across. Kivish yakosu b'tehilim perik nun aleph. Kiposhi ani eide v'chatosi negdi tomit. Because my peshayim, my woeful sins, how you want to translate that? Eida, I acknowledge, I know. The chatosi negdi tomid, and my sins are in front of me always. Umazbi Rashi HaKadosh, not like us. The chatoscha negdi tomid. That's how we got through life, yeah?
In best case,
I once heard from one of the Rebbe Chanan Vassiman Talmidim. The great Baron shall stalk and gezunt sein. He said, every man walks through life with the peddlers you talk with a stick and one little pickle here and one pickle behind them. He says, we walk around with our friends of Avairas in front of us. We walk around with our mitzvahs here and our Avairas behind us. So when we walk, what do we see? We see our Avairas and our friends, our mitzvahs and our friends of Avairas. He says, you have to turn the stick around. You walk with your Avairas here, so you see your Avairas and your friends' mitzvahs. So you have to go through life. He once said that. He was giving a schmooze on why if you're not criticizing yourself, you'll be criticizing other people. And if you're criticizing yourself, you'll never criticize someone else. Because we have a need to criticize. It's in us. Everybody has a critical need. We see we have it because we use it. So you choose how to use it. But once you've used it for the right thing, it's used up. You don't have it anymore. If you're focusing on criticizing yourself, I'm talking about healthy criticism. Once you're criticizing yourself, then you don't have this desire to go and criticize other people. The minute you're not using the criticism for yourself, then you're likely to use it for somebody else. So then when you use the moshul, just turn the stick around, that's all. Just keep an eye on your own avodas and other people's mitzvahs. You've got to laugh a lot happier. The Kohaim Divra Reshis Chochma B'Sha'ava Perek Revi says the Reshis Chochma V'Alze Tzivosa Torah. This is what the Torah commands us in the Parshin V'Yikrav after Rechel Kamoicho. The Ka Pirshur of Asayu Zechav Rocha and Shmois in the Zohar there. Shere'echu HaKodesh Bochu Shenema Re'echu V'Rei Avicha Al Tazov. Your friend and the friend of your father, don't ta'azov, don't leave, don't get hold of. So who's Re'echa? That's Ben Olam L'Chaveiroi. And Re'avicha, that's Ben Olam L'Mokum, that's Hashem. V'ayid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mirei V'Avosoi Oysanu Karanu Re'im. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with all the love he has for us, calls us Re'im. Re'im Ahuvim. That's what we call a Chosen and Kala under the Chuppah. Re'im Ahuvim. Shenema, Laman, Achi V'Rei, on behalf of my brother and my beloved, the Kiyotzibo, Livnei Yisrael, I'm Kravei, Hashem Rav Kiyotzibo, I'm Kravei, my close one, L'chein Amav Avtarech, Kamoicha L'Recha, Shu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kamoicha, you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu like yourself, Ba'ava Shatei Reitzel Atzmacha, the love you want for yourself, K'moshim Yesh Lecha Chava, Ate Chofet Shiavcha, you have a friend, you want him to love you, Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehu Re'echa Reitze Shetavonu. Lo'im Deman Mikan Shela Adam Lekivun Es Kol Maisav L'Shleimus. A person has to aim all these deeds towards the Shleimus. Alav Lishtadol Shehein HaMitzvahs Shebanom L'Mokav Ein HaMitzvahs Benon L'Chaveiroi. Whether you're talking about Benon L'Chaveiroi, Benon L'Mitzvahs, Benon L'Mokav. Tekiyumena Kulan B'Mesirus U'B'Dikduk. Person has to do them with masira, whatever that means, with sort of a
full heart.
Yeah, with giving over yourself to them. Ubediktuk, one has to do them carefully. You're dealing with very fragile systems here. As Rabbi Eliyahu said, people can't understand. You know, you've got in your tefillin, you have one little crack in the letter, the tefillin apostle. I mean, you're being a bit ridiculous, right? It's being a bit fanatical, no? One little crack in a letter, you know how many letters are in the tefillin? What's the difference? The symbolism of the tefillin, everything's there. What's the problem? And that's all for the time of year, right? So Eli was once walking, Fahasim, and saw a boy with a portable radio. Yeah, it just came out. Portable radios in those days were big things or whatever. So he said to him, that's amazing, not plugged in anywhere, like how does it work or whatever? So he said, no, it's a portable radio, it works with sound waves or whatever. He says to me, tell me something, if one wire, it's got lots of wires this thing, yeah, lots of big jumble of coloured wires or whatever. He said, if one of those wires would break, would the thing work? So he said, no. He says, oh! Now I understand the tefillin, he said. Now I can understand the tefillin. Now one would say to you, why not? I mean, it's a one little wire. There are hundreds of wires. There one little wire breaks and then you're a bit fanatical now. The radio doesn't work. See, now I understand the tefillin. Really, it was the Bocher told the Maisa, it was an interesting job. Ki ha-Torah kulu achas hi. This is the Yisod. The Torah is all one thing. There's one letter missing. That's not the Torah anymore. Since the Torah is one achdus, it's all one thing. So then anything missing means the whole thing is not the Torah anymore. Which means, by the way, Raboisa, just as we go between one perek to another, there's a gap on the page, so I'll fill in my own little bit, yeah? That means that not only do you have to make sure that you come to the party, but you must make sure you're standing in the right place. Every Jew is a letter in the Sefer Torah. If there's a letter missing, the Sefer Torah is possible.
Correct?
But even if it's in the wrong place, it's possible. That means you're there, you're just not in your place. You've just possible up the whole Sefer Torah. You have to make kiris makayma, you have to know who you are, you have to know where you fit in, you have to know what your strengths, what your weaknesses are, so that you can find your unique tafkid. Because if you're not doing your tafkid, then your tafkid is not getting done, and this tafkid is also not getting done, because it's not yours. You don't have the tools for it. So one has to take, as he says, mesira and diktuk. You hear it today. Why do you have to be so you're so finicky, all the mitzvahs and everything, you know, just chill with it, come on, you know. I find one has to not go over the red lines of being meshuggah and obsessed. You have to be normal with it. But you want to do the mitzvahs properly? If you're not doing them properly, you've got a portable radio with a whole bunch of wires missing. And tefillahs, we don't understand tefillahs. We're doubling and doubling, we don't get answered. Ah, yeah, you learned Hilchos tefillah? There's a system here. You know, you said Psukarazimwe in order. Ah, no, no, you're not a skip. I mean, you can, you know, be the average, you can be Yoitzi with Ashray. Ah, okay, but then the way it doesn't work so well. I don't understand, Hashem just doesn't answer my tefillahs. No, but you have to say that on Psukarazim. Ah, you're being frum, you can be Yoitzi, you have to be. It's a frum for you, you know. So you have to understand that's how it works. Okay. So we've spoken now about the relationship as bonim, I think, yeah? That's what we've been focusing on. Sorry, actually, when I summarized, we were in Perek Hey Bonim Atem. Now we're going to Perek Vav, which is Reyosi. Now we're going to relate to the Kesha Shabbat Akosh Boko, the Bani Kesha Nikra Reyosi. The relationship that Akosh Boko describes as being my wife, my spouse. You know? Yeshua Bonim Amukim Beyoisa. In this Sugya, they are, how does it translate? Rabbonim?
Valley crack.
The aspects of this relationship are very profound. Very deep concepts here that need to be understood. Chazal Omru in Masechtas Yadayim, Ein kol ha'olam kulo kedai kiyom shenitin b'shir ha'shirim Yisrael. The world was never as worthy as on the day that Shir ha'shirim was given to Klal Yisrael. Shir ha'shirim, it's mas, it's gewaldic, it's you know, once a year you can say it on Leila Seder. The cousin reads it on Shabbos Cholamoid. Yeah, there's something on every Friday. Good, okay, but that's the whole world was never as worthy as when Shir ha'shirim came to you. What about Matan Torah? Hello, Shekol Aksuvim Kodesh, Shir ha'shirim Kodesh Kedoshim. All the shirim are Kodesh, and Shir ha'shirim is Kodesh Kedoshim. What's in Kodesh Kodesh? Okay. So what is Kodesh Kedoshim? Kodesh Kedoshim kunu sod v'raz. Kodesh Kedoshim is completely secret and hidden. Tomun v'tzofon kachi gam kudeshoisa shol sefer shir hashirim. In the same way that the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Beis Hamikdash, was completely hidden, completely inaccessible, so too is, once a year the Kohen Gadol could go in there, so too is Kodesh Shir Hashirim. V'hina b'sefer zeh nim shol hakesher shebein Yisrael la'aviyem shebashamayim lekesher shel nisuin. The Holy Shir Shirin is a description of the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Jewish people as a marriage. Kesha bein Baal le'isha. It's a relationship between husband and the wife. That's Shir Shirin. For the Chene B'chetz B'Sefer Zeh, in the way of this Sefer, Lo'edi Chivosan Shal Yisrael Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to notify, to bring to fruition the enormous dearness that Klal Yisrael has in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nanasin Lagat Ma'at B'Dvorim in his Govim Eilu Levari L'Fir Chedim. Let's try and touch at least some of that, to get a little bit of this very, very deep subject, and try and explain them according to our level, where we hold it. Obviously, don't think that we're going to plumb the depths of Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is Kudusod. Tom, we do. I'll just start this till we get to. Okay, I've got to finish this in one go. Okay. Hakadosh Baruch Hu brought to the Chosda Keshe Itani Yimor B'Kesh Nisui. Hakadosh Baruch Hu bound us to Him with a marriage relationship. So let's understand what marriage is before we can really get to go onto this. But first of all, let's just say, what does it mean? I'm married to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's wonderful. You know how big he is? I mean, what kind of relationship is this to talk about a marriage? Now, Kesha. In order to break the ears, in order to be able to hear this, because the words just don't make sense. Let's try imagine for ourselves an Adam Godel. Talmud Chochem Shakol Mishchorim Lepischoy. We're full some Batayus of Gedolosay. Kulam Nishmoim Lo V'ish Einu Maaz Lahamarot Es Piv. You almost have an Adam going Godel, whatever, people are mamash deferred to him, and everybody listens to him, and the people queuing up inside his door, and Godel at the door, the Chofetz Chaim of the door. V'inei gam Adam Godel's there, this Godel, the Godel kakol she is, Godel as he's going to be. Imo yetze libnot bayit, ulahakim mishpocha, v'muchlach l'seis isha. If he wants to get married and build a house, he's going to have to marry a woman. Yet talu beishu. The quality, the characteristics, the nature, the minors of the house is going to be talu on her. If she'll do his will good, and if not, you can't force her. You can't force her to be your rotzen. If she wants, she wants. In this tchum, only a woman can help him. He's a kenegdoi, like Tobias Adam Levado. I say, he's a negdoi. That's why the prayer is made. Amnam loachas also isha zu liyois tchusim imenu haba halve. Ach, we call back and can I not get a buy it to muchrach le say sisha. The woman is going to be maybe way below him. He's a goyim tzadik oilam. And the Chofetz Chaim we married, I don't know if she was holding by the Chofetz Chaim's levels of the first wife, I don't know, but by the second wife, I mean, he was already the Chofetz Chaim. Ach, but call back and can I not get a buy it to muchrach le say sisha. But kva b'yaru chazal, noch his dagger, noch his sisha. One has to step down a level, he has to come off his high perch and marry a woman. It says, bend down, come down a level and marry a woman. It means even if you have to marry someone below your great status. Nosuf Dagger says, Ishtacha, Kachke Vyachamach Kosh Bochu. And the Kosh Bochu relates to us. We say, Eshus Chobbe Kechobbe. Once this woman marries a Talmud Chochem, she has the din of a Talmud Chochem. Eshus Chobbe Kechobbe is this enough for you. She has all the din of Hashivas of the Talmud Chochem. When Baruch Be heard that Rav Chaim's daughter-in-law was coming to Kamenetz, he put on his Shabbos clothes. He wasn't going out to see her. Baruch Be wasn't going out to see Rav Chaim Soloveitchik's daughter-in-law, but he heard she was in town. Of Kovod HaTorah, this is Rav Chaim's daughter-in-law, he put on his Shabbos clothes for the day she was in town. Eishus Chovod, I mean, this is, I don't know which one of the Simon's wives it was. Rav Chaim's, his baby's daughter-in-law was in town. There was one mice, one of the Gedolim used to speak to his Rebbe on the phone, he used to put on his hat. The phone his Rebbe or whatever, he used to get dressed, to put on his jacket and his hat or whatever. So, you want to get married, I mean, even if you've got to come off your perch to bend down, you have to get married. That's how Kosh Baruch Hu conducts himself with us. V'kach muvah b'chazal, amir b'shmul b'nachman, v'shah shabok Kosh Baruch Zoylam, nis'ay v'chiyeh lo dir v'tachtoylim. The Midrash says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he had a yearning, a lust, that should have a dwelling place in the lower world. He should have a place where he could connect and function in the lower world. Luna Mikrash, of course, V.F. Shai Loimri. Had it not been written, we would not be able to say it. Kavyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu chofetz lehikim bayis ubenoit lo'odir bo'ilam atachtein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to establish a home and build for himself an apartment in this lower world. What's pshat? Therefore, he needs a wife. You want to start a family. You want to have a house. You want to build something. Then you need a wife. So, of course, Baruch needs a wife. In his enormous chesed and goodness, of course, Baruch chose me. Knesset Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael. Obviously, in the plural, he chose on the macro level, he chose Tal Yisrael. And an Ibn Lo Bais Dira B'Tachtoinim Kivyachol. We built for him a home, we create for Kosh Baruch Hu's space in this world, and we live together like a husband and wife. In this way, we're able to get to a level of cleaving and closeness to Kosh Baruch Hu that there isn't in the world. A person can attain the levels of closeness and vagus to Kosh Baruch that's described in relation to man and a woman, which is called Vahayil of Osa Achad, and you shall become one flesh. Nagir le Matthias Achas Mamash. Come to one Matthias, one reality. Zu Kesha had vagus ha'otsum shishchinulay. That is the potential of the relationship, the enormous cleaving that we are merited. That we merited. Lahala nishtala leva ma'at es adroit lefi achayil. I'm trying to understand this a little bit as we go through. In the marriage system, in Klal Yisrael, there are three shlavim. Hashlav HaRishon, hu havot. The first stage in getting married, you need a vot. Haskomas shnei atzadim le'nasa le'zeleh u'lekoris b'nambris. The vort, what's the vort? That's what we call the tanoim. Is an agreement to get married. That's what it is. It's a haskama to go ahead and do this covenant. Achrei vort megiya shlava erusin. Then you have the erusin. Lachreim bo shlava chupa vayichud yichud. After that you have the chupa and yichud. When we talk about yichud, we talk about a real yichud. This is one neshama that got separated, and back in the yichud room, or under the chuppah, or however you paskin, these two parts of the neshama are coming back and joining together as one again. One neshama. In two bodies, but one neshama. The kol echad mishloisha shlavim geshlav makbil b'seid and asud of the krisis of brish shebein yisrael akal lebein akosh boch hachosim. This we're using as a moshul now. This moshul of the three stages of marriage we'll see are the three stages of the building of the relationship that akosh boch hu built with klal yisrael, the kala and akosh boch hu b'chosim. Kupshot tiknin chachamim lebaruch makadosh alamo yisrael adechupu v'kedushin. That bracha that Chazal were kovei, Makadesh Amo Yisrael, Ali Dechup of the Kiddushin. It applied not to this couple standing in front of us, but also to, of course, both Makadesh Vahol of Klal Yisrael, Ali Dechup of the Kiddushin to him. The Mashmois Hathorim, he Gamsha Hashem Makadesh Amo Yisrael, the Haim Haifchil Lerosa, and they become his wife. So we'll go through the three different stages in Klal Yisrael's history and we'll see where we're standing today. Where are we today? This is the most important thing that we have to understand, is where do we stand in our relationship with Hashem in terms of marriage. Feels a bit like after the divorce, no? But we'll see. No, it's not.